There you have it, part one of The Origin of the Lone Ranger. A little later on, I'll play part two. Your close-up on every play with television. Yes, television. Natural clarity, natural tone. The touchdown pass, the strikeout pitch, the champion's haymaker. You see them all close-up in GE Electronic Television. All 13 U.S. television channels come in clear. Exclusive GE advancements assure longer reception range. All the action in natural clarity. All the sound in natural tone. Big pictures put your family circle in the middle of every thrilling play. Year in, year out, General Electric Television is your admission to the world's finest entertainment. To enjoy television at its best look to General Electric, your assurance of quality developed through 20 years of leadership in television research. Leader in radio, television, and electronics. 1948 ad for GE Television. Next up, take it or leave it. But before we do that, this is KPCC-FM in Pasadena. I'm Cousin Zeno. I'm your tour guide, more or less, through the time warp. I've been here before, and I've come back to take you with me. So, Take It or Leave It was a quiz show, which was later known as the $64 question, which evolved into television. The contestants could quit or keep trying until they reached the question that paid $64. The program was first heard over CBS in 1940, and some of the various MCs of that particular show were Gary Moore, whom we're going to hear from, and a gentleman by the name of Jack Parr, whom I'm sure we've all heard of, and in 1950, a gentleman by the name of Eddie Cantor took over. So if you're ready, so am I, to listen to Take It or Leave It.